The opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions, LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
Hello, hello, and I am here to say hello. This is Barbara from Harlem, and we want to welcome everyone that's with us on this beautiful August 8th, 2020, Saturday afternoon. And of course, sitting across from me is my wonderful, wonderful
co-host, BB. Hi, hi, everyone.
Yes. Yes. And today we're going to talk about wake up, wake up. Now, you're wondering, what do we mean by wake up? We need Americans, all Americans, to wake up to what's going on. I think Ms. Diamond wants to talk to everyone about, they call him Sleepy Joe, I call him Bye-Bye Biden. Because, you know, he's making the news, and we need to be well informed. And not only that, but we also need to have enough information so that we can tell those who are so inclined to not think about their freedoms and their liberties, how dangerous a vote for Joe Biden and this party has become. Unfortunately, that is the truth of the matter. Ms. Diamond, please tell us about Bye-Bye Biden.
Yes, well, there are a number of issues going on with Joe Biden, who has been in politics in D.C. for over 50,
yes.
Well, about 50 years. The bottom line, based on his comments this past week, I don't believe he has a healthy respect for black people, for African Americans. He seems to think we're a monolith.
Yes.
We're not as diverse as the Latino community. And my interpretation of his remarks is that we're not as intelligent.
I agree.
And I love the Latino Hispanic community. I'm not trying to smear anyone. But what he is, my interpretation of what Joe Biden said this past week is, black people are more easily trained.
Absolutely.
We have a herd mentality. We're not very diverse in thought and how we act.
Absolutely.
He said with notable exceptions. So basically, we're a monolith. We're brainwashed. We can be easily trained.
Yes.
This is how Joseph Biden views African Americans or black people, us. Barbara and I are obviously African American. And I find that highly insulting. And if you are a Democrat, if there are any black Democrats out there or black people who tend to vote for Democrats, you should be highly insulted. They expect us to vote for this man.
Absolutely.
Only because, just because he's a Democrat.
And not only that, just because you're black. What did he say? If you ain't black, you ain't voting for me, or something of that, you know, all that order. But the bottom line is, hello, Dan, and I see Tracy summed it up wonderfully. Biden is a racist. He's a racist to the core. And now that his brain is not functioning too well, all of that has been buried in him, all of this racism that's been buried in him is surfacing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's coming out. In the most inopportune times, the worst times, it's coming out. Because it shouldn't be coming out. He should hide it if he wants the black vote, but he's not even doing that.
Right.
Because he's incapable of doing it. Right. Now, I heard someone, a commentator today, say that the Democrats will probably get rid of him before the 3rd of November. I don't know. And I think, Ms. Diamond, you thought that also.
Absolutely. I think Biden is a placeholder.
Yes, it could be.
For who the real candidate will be. But the other concern is, ladies and gentlemen and patriots, watch whom they select. And I'm saying whom they select.
Absolutely.
Not Biden. It will be Obama and a cabal of other people who will make this choice. Watch whom they select as his VP candidate. It will be a radical black female, anti-American black female. Because what's going to happen, God forbid, heaven forfend, should Joe Biden win, which he will not win, very shortly into his term, they're going to declare the 25th Amendment, which means the president of the United States is unfit. Therefore, the vice president will now take over as president, and it will be that anti-American Marxist black female.
Well, you know, David just posed a question. He says, Barbara, what do you think about the two VB choices that he is leaning towards? If we mean Susan Wright, she's unfit. If we mean Kamala Harris, she's definitely unfit. Who else is there? Stacey Abrams, she's unfit.
And there's a Karen Bass out of California.
I've never heard of her.
Who admires, this is literally true, she's a communist. She admires Fidel Castro. She is on Biden's short list for VP. If he picks one of those, to me, he's finished. But there will be black people and other people that just because the VP candidate is black, they're going to pull the lever for Biden. Biden is not even fit at this point to run a shoe store, much less the greatest country in the world. He is not mentally fit at this point.
And everybody knows it. And if people are that blind, willfully blind, that they want to ignore it because they've been trained, and unfortunately, too many black people have just been trained to pull that D button for Democrat. You know, we were brought up in an atmosphere that black equals Democrat.
Correct.
I was raised in that. I am from Harlem. I lived in Harlem. So I know the tone of Harlem and many other black urban areas. Everything is supposed to be around the Democrats. Mm-hmm. You know, we have used the Democrats as a replacement to God, as far as I'm concerned. And the Democratic Party has become very dangerous to American freedom, American liberty, and don't mention God around them because they have an anti-God attitude. That's why they support abortion, the murdering of babies. That's why I call them the party of kill the babies and open borders. They don't even respect America for its sovereignty. They want open borders so that they can increase their voting bloc. They want open borders so that they can replace any blacks who have walked away from a Democratic Party. Nobody's stupid. And I don't care what Joe Biden says. More of us are beginning to think in this atmosphere than you believe. Than you want to believe. We are not dummies. We don't need any nannies. And all he's showing is how racist he is. And I don't care who he picks from the Democratic Party. They are unfit to serve in the government of the United States of America. We love liberty. We love freedom. And we love God here in America.
Amen. Just a couple of housekeeping things.
Yes.
We have another program, Pray and Fight for America. We will be moving that to Wednesday evenings at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. We will post the information. So
yes, we will.
Join us Wednesday night. Pray and Fight for America at 7:30
Absolutely.
p.m. Please pick up a copy of Barbara's excellent book. It's gotten really great and rave reviews. Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations.
And a call-in number.
Yes. Today's call-in number. Barbara, please give it.
Yes, the call-in number. My friend Kathleen said, the call-in number. We forgot to do it last week, and I do apologize. The call-in number is 973-925-4559. 973-925-4559. Thank you.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Yes.
And again, I was just saying, if you could please pick up a copy of Barbara's book, Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations, and please join us on BarbaraFromHarlem.com. We are building up her YouTube channel, and I think we have a call now. Hello. Thank you for calling in.
Ladies, how are you? This is Josh from the Blue Room Podcast. Actually, he's one of those guys that tries to sneak out before you guys, leaving the place smelling like cigars.
Oh.
I don't know where you left off with Joe Biden, but yeah, they will definitely never let him debate Trump. And I definitely feel like they're going to try to get rid of him before he's there.
Yes.
Anyway.
Yes.
But what I actually wanted to call out, not to take you off topic a little bit, and I hate to focus on the same, the topic that COVID, the Wuhan virus, and how these Democrats try to weaponize it, and how
they've done that.
Are.
Absolutely.
Yes. It's unbelievable. And again, I always have to give the disclaimer, even on our show, when I say it. I admit that the virus is absolutely real, it's not made up, and it can be absolutely deadly. 100%, but
yes.
Just because those things are true doesn't mean that the Democrats haven't seized this opportunity to weaponize it and use it to their advantage.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Josh.
You are absolutely right. Thank you,
yes,
Josh.
Yes,
Thank
yes,
you.
Yes. I want Go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's okay. 2 weeks ago in Long Island, there was a Back the Blue rally.
Yes.
That was scheduled. Initially set up by a group called Law Enforcement Officers Weekend. As the event began to grow outside of their scope to handle it, they started doing what we all do, asking their friends to come in and help. So you had other charities get involved, advocacy for LEOs, Law Enforcement Today, those before others. We all started coming in. Everybody brings their assets.
Right, right.
A couple of the guys that were brought in by the advocacy for LEOs was rocker and patriot Ted Nugent and Louisiana Congressman Clay Higgins. Now, the two of them, besides being deep constitutionalists, especially the congressman, is very heavy Christian. Very heavy Christian.
Amen.
So their flight plan to come into this event was actually filed a week and a half before it. So everybody was in the know on this. This wasn't a surprise to anybody. About 2 days before the event, the Nassau County executive, Laura Curran, put out a tweet accusing both Ted Nugent and Clay Higgins, again, a sitting congressman, of being racist, misogynist, you know, their typical
label. I did hear about that last week because I was really concerned about it. And you know, this should show everyone who's, especially those who are dedicated Democrats, just how diabolical and dirty they can be. You know, we have our blue, our people in blue, female and male. What would we do without them? Life would be too chaotic. You understand? And what they're proposing of defund the police and all of that is unreal. It's insane. You know, these people are walking around with armed guards.
And for people like, you know, you say it all the time, and I almost feel like, you know, for people that, not necessarily that they're detached, but until you witness something almost firsthand, you don't realize how, like you said, how diabolical
they are.
Democrats have gotten.
Yes.
From the time that that county executive put out that tweet,
which
again, was less than 48 hours before, they tried so many stunts to now block them from coming. They first, coming from the governor's office, the New York State police were not permitted to escort. Now, this is a sitting congressman coming into their state. They were not allowed to escort, so they figured, well, maybe if we take the police escort away from them, they won't come. Well, again, Nugent and Higgins don't care. They're still coming.
Amen.
So they tried a bunch of other stunts, ultimately getting to the point where now Congressman Pete King gets involved, goes to the governor's office, and they actually sent, the governor's office actually sent the health department to the airport, and they were going to be waiting for Higgins and,
and Nugent.
Nugent to arrive.
Right.
And if they stepped 1 foot off that plane, the governor was going to force them into 14-day quarantine. Immediately. They wouldn't have been able to go to the event.
Well,
to show you how desperate they are to suppress that message, not just a positive police message, but a positive Christian message.
Yes.
They were so desperate. Because, again, Higgins, his big thing he carries, he always says, did I have a speech prepared? I absolutely did. He holds up his Bible. He goes, it was coming right
Amen.
Out of here.
Amen.
And they know that that's that message that he brings. I got it. I just wanted to share that with you guys.
Thank you.
No, you're not making it up. It's real.
Yeah.
I know. And you know, I'm so glad that you called in and letting everyone know just what's going on. We have to find people on our side to stand up and fight for the rights of the people, because our rights are being trampled upon. Our liberties are being trampled upon. These people have taken too much for granted. They think that we're going to remain silent. And there's no way in this world we should remain silent, because we, the people, are the ones who are governed, and they're supposed to listen to our voices. They have exploited this virus, not to say it's not real. I have right in front of me, I looked on CDC, all of the influenzas we've gone through from 2011 to 2019. And in every season we have it. 51,000 died, 23,000 died, 57,000 died in 2012 and 13.
Yep.
They are exploiting this. They are using this to strip us of our freedoms. And this wouldn't have happened if Trump wasn't president.
Exactly.
They are so desperate.
Exactly. That's what they are. They are very desperate, and we should be desperate to get rid of them, get them out of our House of Representatives, make sure that we don't let them run over our Senate, and all of the local areas, they need to be removed because they are unfit.
Completely.
I will leave you with one of the lines that Congressman Higgins always uses. Uh-huh. I think for me, it sticks in my head, and it's a deeply powerful line. He always says that America was built by imperfect men,
yes,
with perfect intent.
Amen.
And I think that's a deeply powerful line, because when you meet this cancel culture and people that want to rewrite history and tear statues down, and when you meet them face to face and you admit that America is a flawed country and has never claimed to be perfect, nor have the men that's led it. When you
absolutely
take that power away from them, when you admit fault and you admit, so you say, all right, you know what? Yeah, maybe we were messed up, but that's then beat me on merit now.
Absolutely. Well, you know what I always say? I say that we are imperfect people worshiping a perfect God. And because we worship a perfect God, that's why we've made so many strides. Our race relations have made strides, and we've made progress because we are imperfect. No one is saying that we're perfect, but look at how far we've come in our history. You have some countries and nations that were formed before we were even a thought, and they're still cutting off people's heads. They're still stoning people.
That's true. Absolutely.
We have a judicial system that's not perfect, but it works for everyone, whether you're black, whether you're white, whatever color you are.
Exactly.
America is so great, even the people who hate us won't leave.
They sure won't.
Exactly.
Well, thank you so much for your call. God bless you.
God bless you.
And next time you have Back the Blue, don't forget Barbara from Harlem and Miss Diamond. We would love to be there with you because we believe in the blue.
I'll just put that down in writing.
I'm going to put it down in writing that I told you to invite me to.
Uh-huh. Thank you, Josh.
Thank you so very much. And you stay safe. God bless you.
I totally agree with him. I think that,
absolutely.
China,
it's shameful what they're doing, what the governor and all of them are doing.
China made it bad because the Wuhan virus, COVID-19, is real. China made it bad. The Democrats, however, made it worse.
They're using it.
They're not basing any of this on science.
No.
See, the party of science, and that's how the Democrats view themselves. Science goes, for the party of science, science goes out the window if it doesn't fit their agenda.
Their narrative. Right.
There is no science on the mask. There's no science on 6 feet of social distancing.
No.
And you talked about the number of pandemics and influenza since
2011.
But let's step back just a couple of years before that with the swine flu in
H1N1. 2009,
Bear in mind that Dr. Fauci has been with the National Institutes of Health since 1984. And as you've been saying last couple of weeks, we didn't hear anything from Dr. Fauci during the deadly virus of swine flu. There was no social distancing.
Nothing. No masks. No nothing.
The schools were not closed. America was not shut down. None of it. And the media, it was barely a peep in the media. Just like during the 1968-69 pandemic. Barely a peep in the media. What is different now? It's because President Donald Trump is commander in chief, and he loves his country. He's governing as a conservative. That's why you're hearing night after. It's almost when these people who I work with, they have CNN on all day, CNN with this pandemic. It is not the bubonic plague. It is not a national emergency. Calm down, everyone.
And you know, they don't mention just common sense things. In other words, we use boiled water to sanitize and clean things, right? Here it is. We have the sun shining, beaming down, 70, 80 degrees. They don't even mention that maybe it's killing the virus. If you can kill it with alcohol and some of these other household things, it's not the bubonic plague.
Right.
Now, you know, some people say, oh, what does she mean? From our last broadcast. Oh, she doesn't think it's real. I know it's real. Mm-hmm. I'm one of those people who's very careful during this time of the year because I've had it. I've been on a ventilator. One gentleman who challenged me in that area, I sent him a picture of all of those needles in the back of my hand when I was in the hospital. So I know, and I have to be very careful, but I know that they are exaggerating. If I can come out and be going here and there, anybody should be able to do it, and especially these young children. Minimal risk. From what I understand on what they've been taking off of the summit of the doctors, they've been taking that down from social media because they don't want people to know the truth. Nationwide, 34 children under 16 have died from this epidemic. 34 children all had pre-existing conditions from what the doctor said. Now, I can't quote the doctor's name, but if you can find that video of the summit of those doctors who were talking about hydrochloroquine, and they were talking about how successful they've treated their patients. But if it wasn't true, why is Facebook censoring everybody? Why are they putting up there that that's false? These doctors have their credentials. These doctors say that, and especially Stella Emanuel, she said she treated 350 patients, and she didn't lose one.
Right.
There is a high recovery rate. They don't even mention that. They keep talking about contactless and stay home to be safe. You know, I mean, they have exaggerated
They're using it.
COVID-19
is real.
It is.
It was released from the Wuhan lab.
Yes.
But the reaction to it is political.
It is.
First,
it
was take 15 days to flatten the curve. We all did that. Now they're extending it. And as you said earlier, the Democrats wish it had happened maybe in October so they could shut down or possibly just have us vote via mail. We will not vote with mail-in ballots. An absentee ballot is different. From what I understand, with an absentee ballot, it's if you're going to be out of the country, you're going to be away, you have to present some ID to do absentee ballot voting.
Right.
With the mail-in voting, you're just mailing it in.
Right.
They can all kinds of forgery.
That's
lost
correct.
Ballots. Look it up, folks. Mail-in voting is rife with fraud. That's what they will
That's
try
what
to
they
use.
Want. That's what they want.
Listen, if we can wear a mask and shop wherever we need to shop and get our haircuts, we can wear masks and vote in person. That is the safest and best way to vote. We must preserve the integrity of the voting process. That is critical. We're not going to buy into just vote by mail. We're not going to buy into a cheating system. And I don't care what your political party is, you don't want to cheat. We need to value the American election process, I should say.
Absolutely. And you know, it's a shame that they want to withhold this drug that saves the lives of Americans. They want to push, I guess, and Fauci is in his corner. What's his name? What, Microsoft?
Yeah, Bill Gates.
Bill Gates. When did he become a doctor?
Exactly.
Going to invent an injection that he wants to experiment on us with? Mm-hmm. Not me. Mm-hmm. First, cure the common cold.
There you go.
Cure cancer. Mm-hmm. Cure those things.
What about the flu?
They don't have a cure for the flu. I've taken the flu shots and all of that, but I'm not taking anything else. You know, this enough is enough. But the bottom line is we have flu season every year. Mm-hmm. The bottom line is this is not the bubonic plague. They're not burning up the linens and the beddings and all of that stuff. They're not doing any of that. So how contagious is it?
Well, if it's so deadly, how come the homeless, many homeless, I'm sure
they're still alive.
They're still alive. People work in Walmart. They've worked.
What about the rioters?
Throughout this whole thing, the rioters, are any of them dropping dead?
And did any of them drop dead when they went to John Lewis's funeral?
Exactly.
You know, we can have whatever his name is, our former president, talk about social distancing. I didn't see any mask. I didn't see any social distancing when I flipped by to see that funeral. We're going to be going to break in a few minutes, and I hope you'll hear who's sponsoring DDVRadio.com, and you will support them. Be right back on Our Urban Story.
If you are searching for a doctor that truly cares about your overall health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. For more than 11 years, Dr. Alex has been treating law enforcement professionals and their families while focusing on one-on-one care so you never feel rushed. All necessary testing can be conducted during your visit, and they feature flexible hours and appointments to accommodate alternating work schedules. Tri-State Health and Wellness is conveniently located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Contact Dr. Alex today by visiting www.bluetristate.com. Mortgages for Everyday Heroes from Michelle Hendershot and Homebridge Financial Services. If you're looking to purchase a home or refinance an existing mortgage, Michelle Hendershot can assist you every step of the way. With over 10 years of experience assisting law enforcement officers with their dream of owning a home, the choice is simple. Contact Michelle Hendershot today. Visit www.mortgagesforblue.com. Are you tired of sleeping alone each night, feeling sluggish during the day? Is your snoring keeping your spouse awake at night? If you find yourself spending too much time on the couch, maybe it's time to visit Dr. Michael Doblin of At Home Sleep Solutions. Dr. Doblin is the preferred sleep apnea doctor of New Jersey's law enforcement officers. With the help of a custom-fitted oral device, you can finally say goodbye to noisy, antiquated sleep apnea machines. For more information and to schedule an appointment today, contact Dr. Michael Doblin. Visit www.bluesnore.com. Moment of Silence, Inc., along with Blue Suicide, is a nonprofit organization founded to support and raise awareness about the epidemic of suicides amongst law enforcement, military personnel, and first responders. For more information on how you can help, visit momentofsilenceinc.org. If you're in the market for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, then visit Fetty Auto Group, located at the junction of Route 46 and Route 3 in Clifton, New Jersey. Fetty Auto Group stands shoulder to shoulder with the men and women in blue. Stop by and ask for Troy Mall and ask about the offers for first responders. For more information, visit FettyAuto.com. That's FettyAuto.com. The Blue Magazine, the law enforcement publication by law enforcement professionals for the men and women of law enforcement. The unfiltered voice of law enforcement. TheBlueMagazine.com. Founded in 2014 by retired NYPD police officer Michael Burke, Brothers Before Others is a national 501c3 law enforcement charity comprised solely of both sworn and retired police officers. Since their inception, Brothers Before Others has sent floral arrangements to the services of all line of duty deaths, regardless of where in the country they occur. Having spent over $350,000 to date, while the National Flower Fund remains their cornerstone, their benevolence has since grown well beyond that, even into the civilian world. For more information on how to get involved or to donate, visit brothersbeforeothers.org, or you can visit their public forums on all social media platforms by searching Brothers Before Others. Line of Duty Cigars, owned and operated by retired NYPD detective Tom Werther. Visit lineofdutycigars.com for our handmade Nicaraguan cigars, custom ashtrays, custom humidors, and custom flask sets. Also, when you place an order, you choose a law enforcement, first responder, or veteran charity, and Line of Duty Cigars donates 10% to that organization. Planning a special event? Contact us today. Visit www.lineofdutycigars.com. And now, back to the program. DDVRadio.com.
Hello, my friends. Thank you so much for staying with us. We're back for the second half of our urban story. Let me once again give in the call-in number. The number is 973-925-4559. This is Barbara from Harlem, and right across is my co-host, who is Miss BB Diamond. Yes.
Yes, you know, the ad for Brothers Before Others reminds me that we all need to say a prayer for our law enforcement officers.
Absolutely.
Every day, pray for our president and vice president, because the forces of evil have been unleashed in this country, and we have officers because of the stress of the job, they're not supported by particularly Democrat governors and mayors.
No, they're not.
And they're just vulnerable to suicide and other things. We need to be aware and lift our law enforcement officers up because they protect us from so much, and we thank God for those who are our first responders who are on the front line protecting society. And particularly in vulnerable communities like African-American and Hispanic communities where we desperately need the police.
Oh, my goodness, yes, yes.
I want to go back into Joe Biden. Thanks, Josh, for the call in the first half hour. That was very important. Joe Biden said he was interviewed by Charlemagne somewhere on some radio show a couple of months ago. He said, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black. So people like Joe Biden, an old school Democrat,
racist,
black as voting for Democrats without thinking about it, without analyzing the candidate's record. We as black people are just expected to vote for Democrats. And then you wonder why nothing really changes. They don't fight for better schools, better education, because they're in cahoots with the teachers union. And as we've seen
Absolutely.
During this pandemic, the teachers union basically, and the one out in Los Angeles said, we won't come back to work unless you defund the police, do this, do that. It sounded to me like they're a communist organization.
Absolutely.
And they're holding our children as hostage.
Yes.
Now, I'm all for homeschooling if that's your choice and you're financially and educationally equipped to teach your children. But in too many inner city homes, they're not. Definitely not educationally equipped to teach the children. And too many broken homes, the children are seeing violence. They're playing video games. They're not focusing. And the parents are just not educationally equipped to homeschool or teach their children. Your thoughts, Barbara?
Well, absolutely. You know, it puts particularly children in the urban areas at a great disadvantage. Because some of the parents are not equipped educationally. Some of them, we have high dropout rates, and they don't have a structured family. In other words, they don't have a mother and father that concede to their education, because over 73% of our black children are born without a father in the home. And now, you know what gets me? Most of the time when the Democrats are running, like Charlie Rangel, now I know he's not in office anymore, but he used to run as champion of the family. I think the Democratic Party is showing all of us they're not a champion of the family. They're not a champion of families. They're not a champion of the young people. They don't care if these children are put at a disadvantage. You know, and you know that they don't care because they don't care if they push for abortions at 9 months. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They push to kill babies even after they're born.
That's true.
So tell me, how are these people the champion of the family? They're not. And I pray that my fellow black people in particular, and those who are white who have a tradition of voting for the Democratic Party, will rethink their allegiance to a party that doesn't care about the family, doesn't care if you have a job, just wants to get rid of a president who has the unemployment rate down tremendously, who's renegotiated with these foreign countries so that American workers will have an advantage, who's looking at trying to lower the pharmaceutical prices, doing all of these things that are good for America, but because he doesn't dwell in the swamp and because they can't put a price on him and buy him, they hate him with a passion. They hate him more than they care about mothers and fathers and children trying to make it, trying to survive, trying to live. They hate him because they think he's going to damper some of the connections they have and won't be able to keep making the money that they're making without a product, without anything that they're selling. Only thing they sell is lies to the community so that they can keep getting reelected. I forgot the young man's name, but a young man who's a veteran of the Navy is running against Maxine Waters. And I pray that he wins, because Maxine Waters and those like her need to be removed. George Washington said they should be recalled when they don't do their jobs, and they're not doing their jobs because they manage these districts that are impoverished. They manage these districts that are violent. They manage these districts where they have created victims, making black people in particular feel that without the Democratic Party, you can't make it. Yeah. Those are all lies. Those are the lies of this racist party that kills the babies.
Exactly.
And we need to awake, and understand what's going on in America.
We need to wake up. It's very, very important. You know, Joe Biden, in his career, he has made many racial remarks. At one senatorial hearing, he used the N-word several times.
Yes.
He has stood with segregationists. Joe Biden has once said he did not want his children growing up in a racial jungle. He has a history of racist remarks. Joe Biden, I believe your theory, Barbara, is right. He was promised a nomination if he supported Barack Obama, which he did.
Right.
Joe Biden is an old school Democrat.
Yes, he is.
He's really not a radical, but because he is suffering from dementia or some kind of cognitive decline, the radicals are controlling his campaign. And what's going to happen is, as I said at the top of the show, watch for who is selected as his VP candidate. It will be a black female who is a radical. That part that the black female is not the worst part of it. I'm a black female. But I don't want anyone chosen because of their race or their gender. Number one, it should be based on merit. Number two, I do not want a woman chosen who supports Marxism / communism. That means you're anti-American, you're anti-Semitic, and you're anti-Christian. If you don't understand that, to Black Lives Matter is
absolutely
the organization. Look on their website. I'm not making this up.
Right.
They are a lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender organization. That's their bent, and they're Marxist. Now, recently, Barbara, in fact, this morning, Al Sharpton, who calls himself a reverend, says he supports the LGBT agenda, which is supported by Black Lives Matter. I don't know, Barbara, how you can be a Christian pastor.
You can't. You cannot.
And support Black Lives Matter. Your thought, please.
You can't. I listened to him this morning because one of my converts, and I say converts, you know, someone who's never voted for a Republican before in their life, one of the trained people to vote Democrats, and well, she said she's going to vote for Trump this time. She wants me to listen to Sharpton. And what she's doing now, and I'm so proud of her, that she's analyzing the things that he's saying, because I've told her over and over, I have no respect for him. He said that today. He supports LGBT. No pastor who follows the word of God would even make such a statement. He has an intense hatred for our president. And, you know, he started talking today about Donald Trump and his father, how they were connected with the mob and all of the criminals in New York. And that's how they were able to build and all of that, the buildings that they built. And, you know, another thing he said, which was so stupid. He says, if we become a black version of Trump, then we won't be any better than Trump. Now, you know, if black people became a version of Trump, then maybe they would take care of their children and we wouldn't have so many missing in action fathers.
Absolutely.
If black people and black fathers in particular would become a version of Trump, they wouldn't desert their children. They'd be taking care of their children and leaving them a wonderful legacy. I mean, I know he meant it in a derogatory tone, but he should think about it because he's trying to build up a momentum for this August the 28th rally he's going to have in Washington to pass a George Floyd bill where federally putting a chokehold or knee or whatever, it will be illegal. And then he wants to pass a John Lewis bill or whatever, get that passed in the Senate. So that to protect the voting rights of blacks. When have our voting rights been threatened? You know, I mean, this is insanity. And I heard the audience in the background, amen, hallelujah. He uses a little bit of Bible, he twists it, you know, and a lot of propaganda and lies and foolishness. And I'm so glad that my convert is now able to see why I told her from the beginning, I have no respect for him and he is definitely not a man of God. You can't support those things that are unnatural according to the word of God when God said he created male and female. You cannot support those things and then call yourself a Christian or be a Christian.
Yeah, you're completely right, Barbara. And I don't know who needs to hear this, read this, see this.
Yes.
But Al Sharpton is not a man of God.
No, he's not. Neither
is Jesse Jackson. Both have sold their souls to the Democratic Party.
They have.
And that leads me to the Black Church. The Black Church knows at this point that too many of our Black children are born out of wedlock, and yet the church in many cases has not stepped up to remediate or help alleviate that situation. You have all these churches in Chicago, in Newark, in Harlem, in Brooklyn, in New Orleans, and why so many Black deaths caused by other Black people? It's because these churches have compromised their pulpits. They have sold their souls to the Democratic Party.
Yes, they have.
So you have many Black people who want to talk about praise Jesus on Sunday, but then vote for an abortionist on Tuesday or someone who supports abortion on Tuesday. That goes against God's word. And the pastors are not either by ignorance, out of ignorance, or they're deliberately being deceptive. They don't want Black people, their congregation, to connect their voting, how they're voting, with the word of God. And that's as Christians, as carriers of God's word, we're expected to vote in line with God's word. No candidate is perfect, but if you're voting for a candidate who supports abortion, who supports transgenderism, you are going against God's agenda.
The bottom line is the Bible, and I don't have the verse right in front of me, but the Bible says, whatever you do, do everything as unto God. Everything. So if everything is done as unto God, that would include how you treat your neighbor. It would also include how you vote. Your hands are not clean. Your brain, your life is not clean. If you say that you love God, but you vote for people who say kill the babies. Mm-hmm. When God says in Proverbs 7, he hates hands that shed innocent blood. And then you say, well, I'm not actually killing the baby. Yes, you are. Because you're giving the license and the okay to someone who says, let's murder these babies before they come out of the womb. And we'll just call it pro-choice.
Correct.
We'll put a nice tone to it and a word to it. But it's murder.
Right.
Susan B. Anthony and the ladies who fought for women's rights called it murder. I call it murder. And you cannot, your hands will not be clean. Neither your head will be clean of that blood of that baby. If you put your seal of approval and vote for people who say, I'm not paying any attention to what God says. This is what man wants to do. We want to kill these babies. You're not a Christian. You go to church, you make some noise, but you're one of those people who Jesus says, you worship me with your lips, but your heart is far from me. Depart from me, you worker of iniquity.
There you go.
Workers of sin.
There you go.
We have to get back to the Bible because that's how God blessed this land and why he blessed this land. Because we are founded on Judeo-Christian values, not by the opinion of man. Not by happenstance. Not any of that. Yes, ma'am.
CNN, neither CNN nor MSNBC nor Al Sharpton nor the Democratic Party has a heaven or hell to put you in.
Not one heaven or hell.
You have a choice to make. The choice is stark and it's very clear before you. You either choose the word of God or you choose, at this point, the Democratic Party.
Absolutely.
The Democratic Party has never been a healthy, good party for this country.
Never.
From its beginning.
Absolutely.
Out of the Democratic Party, you got the segregation. You got slavery. You got
Jim Crow
laws.
That's right.
You know, the KKK was formed at the end of the 19th century to scare Black people into voting for Democrats. Now we have Antifa and Black Lives Matter. And Barbara, question for you. Black Lives Matter has raised approximately $1 billion. Where is that money going to help rebuild Black businesses that were burned down or help victims of the crimes of Black Lives Matter and other things?
It won't. It won't. So
Black Lives Matter is nothing but a Marxist communist organization led by a couple of lesbians. I want you to understand who Black Lives Matter is, the organization. And number two, all lives matter.
And black
if you just believe Black Lives Matter, that's very racist. And let me just touch on George Floyd. I'm not here to talk about the dead. But before even Chauvin, the police officer, put him in a chokehold, he was saying, and Keith Ellison, who was a Muslim radical, the attorney general from Minnesota, did not release this video until all the chaos and the hell broke loose. But you had George Floyd saying, "I can't breathe," and he was sitting in the car.
Okay.
I can't breathe. He was not even. He wasn't even under stress. He wasn't even under any stress by a police officer.
Yes.
And he was saying, "I can't breathe," because it was put into our brains by the media and others to manipulate, to manipulate the emotions. So I'm not saying Chauvin was right and George Floyd obviously didn't deserve to die the way he died. But let's put things in proper perspective, folks. We're being lied to about COVID-19, about what happened to George Floyd. The media, the Democrats, the left in Hollywood are lying to us.
Absolutely. Big lies, many lies, and constant lies. So, you know, we need to awake.
Absolutely. Wake up, everyone.
Wake up.
We have another call. Thank you, caller.
Hello.
Hi, this is Denise Burrow in Georgia.
Yes, how are you?
Well, I'm watching the show, and I just wanted to say that this is awesome.
Oh, wow. Oh, thank you so much from Georgia. You. We really appreciate
it. It is really good to see truth.
Thank you, yes.
And I wish people would watch this more and more.
Amen. Oh, my goodness.
Thank you for calling. Thank you.
I'm really worried about what's going to happen to this country.
Yeah.
Well, listen, we have to lift this country up in prayer. God has not abandoned us. And, you know, through it all, he will bring us through this. But, you know, we have been lied to.
Yes.
And I think everyone is realizing that.
Yes.
And we have to be very careful of who we pull that lever for or mark that ballot for. Because people who don't honor God, which is the founding of this country, Judeo-Christian values, should never, I don't care who they are, but should never get the vote of anyone who believes in America.
Exactly. I was raised in the South. I'm from Georgia.
All right.
Okay, so it's great to see somebody from New York. But I can tell you this. I was raised in a household that we were Republican.
Right.
And my husband, he was raised as a Democrat.
Okay.
Well, and I asked him why. Because that's the way my daddy voted.
Absolutely.
That's how I voted.
Absolutely.
And I said, why?
Right.
So I just want to say, thank you.
Thank you, darling. Well, listen, let me just tell you this. Listen, I was raised, and you know I'm black. I was raised where black equals Democrat. So when I became 21 at that time, I registered as a Democrat. As a matter of fact, I'm still a Democrat, but the only Democratic president I ever voted for was Jimmy Carter. People ask me, why don't I change? Well, I live in urban America where almost everyone is a Democrat. So when I walk beside them and talk beside them and they say, oh, I know you're a Republican, I can tell them honestly, no, I'm a Democrat. But I have morals, I have principles, and I believe in God and I love America.
And see, I believe in God, I believe in America.
Amen.
And I was raised Catholic, and I was raised that we were all created.
That's right.
Regardless.
Amen. In the image of Almighty God.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you
so much.
Thank you so much. And please call again. We'd really enjoy it. God bless you. And may God continue.
God bless you.
Thank you so much, sweetheart. God bless America. Amen.
God bless America.
Amen. Wow, what a beautiful call from way down there. Yes, Miss Diamond.
I just want to send out a friendly reminder that we will be here every Saturday at 3 p.m. Eastern time, so please join us.
Amen.
We ran into a little heavy traffic this morning, so we were a couple of minutes behind. But please join us and share this. Share with your network of family and friends.
Absolutely.
Share it on Facebook. Share it on Twitter so we can get the word out, because we want to speak the truth. We are the counterpunch to a Michelle Obama, to Barack Obama, because the Democrats will literally lie to you. Joe Biden is suffering from a mental issue, whether it's senility or dementia, but they want to pretend like it's all normal. And we know Mr. Biden is suffering. That's why he's barely campaigning. He doesn't really want to debate Trump.
No, he doesn't.
We're here to set the record straight.
And listen, the bottom line is, even if he didn't have dementia, he's not good for America. The Democratic Party has become a threat to our freedom, to our liberty, and most of all, to God. Now, they could leave the abortion mills open, but they wanted to make sure the churches were closed.
Absolutely.
And you see, they're trying to remove God from our hearts, God from our homes, et cetera, et cetera. When those commandments, Ten Commandments, came out of the schools, the gun shootings went in.
Absolutely.
We have to stand up, we have to speak up, and we have to fight. And for the re-election of our president, Donald John Trump, we need a tsunami.
Absolutely.
We need to get those people off the fence who've been on the fence and say, well, I don't like to get involved with politics. Well, politics is going to involve your life.
Exactly.
Politics is going to involve everything that you do, where you go, et cetera, et cetera.
And I just want to congratulate evangelicals for Trump, because all the churches are closed in Las Vegas. They had a worshiping event at a casino.
I saw
that. So shout out to evangelicals for Trump. We're down to about 15 seconds, Barbara.
God bless all of you. And don't forget, please pick up a book of Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations. This is Barbara from Harlem and Miss B.B. Diamond saying God bless you and God bless America.
If you are searching for a doctor that truly cares about your overall health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. For more than 11 years, Dr. Alex has been treating law enforcement professionals and their families while focusing on one-on-one care so you never feel rushed. All necessary testing can be conducted during your visit, and they feature flexible hours and appointments to accommodate alternating work schedules. Tri-State Health and Wellness is conveniently located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Contact Dr. Alex today by visiting www.bluetristate.com. Mortgages for Everyday Heroes from Michelle Hendershot and Homebridge Financial Services. If you're looking to purchase a home or refinance an existing mortgage, Michelle Hendershot can assist you every step of the way. With over 10 years of experience assisting law enforcement officers with their dream of owning a home, the choice is simple. Contact Michelle Hendershot today. Visit www.mortgagesforblue.com. Are you tired of sleeping alone each night, feeling sluggish during your day? Is your snoring keeping your spouse awake at night? If you find yourself spending too much time on the couch, maybe it's time to visit Dr. Michael Doblin of At Home Sleep Solutions. Dr. Doblin is the preferred sleep apnea doctor of New Jersey's law enforcement officers. With the help of a custom-fitted oral device, you can finally say goodbye to noisy, antiquated sleep apnea machines. For more information and to schedule an appointment today, contact Dr. Michael Doblin. Visit www.bluesnore.com. Moment of Silence, Inc., along with Blue Suicide, is a nonprofit organization founded to support and raise awareness about the epidemic of suicides amongst law enforcement, military personnel, and first responders. For more information on how you can help, visit momentofsilenceinc.org. If you're in the market for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, then visit Fetty Auto Group, located at the junction of Route 46 and Route 3 in Clifton, New Jersey. Fetty Auto Group stands shoulder to shoulder with the men and women in blue. Stop by and ask for Troy Mall and ask about the offers for first responders. For more information, visit FettyAuto.com. That's FettyAuto.com. The Blue Magazine, the law enforcement publication by law enforcement professionals for the men and women of law enforcement. The unfiltered voice of law enforcement. The Blue Magazine.com. founded in 2014 by retired NYPD police officer Michael Burke. Brothers Before Others is a national 501c3 law enforcement charity comprised solely of both sworn and retired police officers. Since their inception, Brothers Before Others has sent floral arrangements to the services of all line of duty deaths, regardless of where in the country they occur. Having spent over $350,000 to date, while the National Flower Fund remains their cornerstone, their benevolence has since grown well beyond that, even into the civilian world. For more information on how to get involved or to donate, visit brothersbeforeothers.org, or you can visit their public forums on all social media platforms by searching Brothers Before Others. Line of Duty Cigars, owned and operated by retired NYPD Detective Tom Werther. Visit lineofdutycigars.com for our handmade Nicaraguan cigars, custom ashtrays, custom humidors, and custom flask sets. Also, when you place an order, you choose a law enforcement, first responder, or veteran charity, and Line of Duty Cigars donates 10% to that organization. Planning a special event? Contact us today. Visit www.lineofdutycigars.com.